Hello, and welcome to this podcast on how to keep your energy levels high. My name is Christine Bailey, and I'm a qualified nutritionist, chef, and author. How energized do you feel when you wake up? Do you struggle to get out of bed? Do you suffer with energy dips through the day? Being and keeping healthy often does seem incredibly complicated. But if you are struggling with energy, the chances are that making some dietary and lifestyle changes could have a significant effect on how you think and feel. Now, of course, we all feel tired from time to time, but if you are constantly in a sort of energy crisis, waking up groggy, then it is time to take action. The first thing is to rule out any underlying medical reasons and get these investigated. Now, this might be adrenal fatigue, where the output of cortisol is insufficient for your needs, and that can be tested via a practitioner through a saliva test. But there may be other things your doctor can help. Low thyroid function. Again, when this is suboptimal, this can have a profound effect on energy and brain function. Anemia, iron deficiency, or low levels of B12 can also play a role. Low magnesium, which is often also linked to muscle cramping and poor sleep or over-exercise. And obviously viral and bacterial infections could be having an effect on your overall energy. Dietary-wise, the first thing to do is to remove the refined starches and sugars from your diet, because these are likely to lead to erratic blood sugar levels, which then leads to dips in energy and crashes. And that can mean that you need to focus more on every meal with higher quality protein, with just some small amount of slow releasing carbohydrate, including all the vegetables, starchy veg like sweet potato, and whole grains like brown rice, quinoa, oats. What's your portion of carbs? Half a cup, cooked, or a fist size is plenty. Avoid relying on stimulants like energy drinks, coffee and tea to perk you up. Stimulants such as caffeine can actually overwork our adrenal glands, then disrupt our blood sugar and actually exacerbate insomnia, stress and blood sugar dips. So while 1 to 2 cups is fine daily, do not rely on caffeine to keep you going through the day. Make sure you're not dehydrated. Listen to our podcast on dehydration. And keep sipping water through the day. But one of the first things to do is always to start with breakfast, which includes sufficient protein. That's needed to balance your blood sugar and support your energy as soon as you get up in the morning. Good choices could be eggs, cottage cheese, Greek yogurt, fish, oats or oat cakes with nut butter, nuts and seeds, chia puddings or protein shake. And you could have a little bit to start with, and then when you get to work, have a bit more if you really aren't that hungry in the morning. There are also particular vitamins and minerals to focus on for energy. The B vitamins are well known to enhance your energy and support the nervous system. B12 is crucial for energy production and helps to prevent anemia. Another B vitamin, folic acid, also works alongside B12 to help with healthy red bloods and DNA. So aim to get lean meats and fish or eggs or dairy for your B12. For folic acid, you need lots of leafy greens. Things like avocado and asparagus are also good sources. And get the other B vitamins in, like B1 and 2, by focusing on lean meat and fish, leafy green vegetables, eggs, dairy and yeast extract. Upping your intake of vitamin C can also help with poor energy levels, particularly if you're stressed, because our adrenal glands need lots of vitamin C. So increase your vegetables, red peppers, citrus fruit, berries, kiwi fruits. Those are all good sources of vitamin C. And make sure you do have sufficient iron. Women in particular may find their energy levels flagging around the time of their period, for example. So even a slight amount of iron deficiency can result in fatigue and lack of concentration. So lean red meats, offal, fish, shellfish, eggs, chicken, leafy green vegetables, lentils, beans, blackstrap molasses, dried apricots are all good sources. Don't overlook zinc either, which is crucial for energy production and can often be low in people's diets. Again, the meats, the fish, the dairy, the eggs are good sources, but also things like shellfish, oats, pumpkin seeds, and most nuts and seeds generally are good sources, including as well some beans and pulses and tofu. If you exercise a lot, you may need a bit more magnesium. It's not only involved in over 300 enzyme reactions in our body, but it is vital for energy production and it's lost through sweat. So when you exercise or if you're very stressed, it can be depleted. Low levels can lead to muscle fatigue and weakness and cramping. And you can, as well as making sure you have magnesium-rich foods like leafy greens, whole grain, rice, oats, nuts and seeds, some people do benefit from a supplement. And there are now some very good supplements out there, including magnesium sprays, which you can spray onto your skin, which are then absorbed. Of course, there are some superfoods that are well known to support energy, but don't rely on these. If you are struggling on a long-term basis with low energy, there may be some key imbalances to address first. But to give you an example, some of the key ones which are supported by research are ginkgo, which is particularly useful for increasing blood flow and oxygen to your brain. So very good for helping people to think clearer and to concentrate. Maca, which is available as a powder. It's a Peruvian root and often used as an all-round energy tonic, which you can use in smoothies or stirred into fruit and yogurts. And the ginsengs. We have panic ginseng, American and Siberian ginseng. They're all known to strengthen your body and increase energy. And again, they're adaptogens. They help our body adapt to the stress that we may be under. Women generally find Siberian ginseng more suitable than panics, which is more really applicable to the male system. And American ginseng is normally considered more calming and good as an overall health tonic as well. And there are others to consider. For example, as we get older, CoQ10, an essential nutrient found naturally in the body and present in foods such as kidney, liver, spinach, soya beans, can often decline as we age. And if you're on statins, then the level of CoQ10 can often be blocked. So you may actually need to supplement with some CoQ10. And it has been shown to enhance stamina and energy. You would need to take around about 50 to 100 milligrams twice a day. Another one to think about is L-carnitine. It's an amino acid. And we obviously get it from protein-rich foods. So if you are vegetarian or vegan, then you may be low in L-carnitine. And deficiencies can also occur if you are on a very low protein diet. Carnitine is found in meat, poultry, fish, dairy, can be manufactured by the body, but not in great amounts. And you can get L-carnitine supplements. You may need around about 1,500 milligrams a day. And finally, remember, there is actually no magic formula for enhanced energy. We really need to also take a complete look at our diet and our lifestyle, including stress, work-life balance, sleep, and relaxation. Thank you very much for listening.